nationwide backlog and process in vet health care claims is a serious disservice to our vets. Building on last year's 10-point claims processing initiative, the bill again includes additional funding and oversight provisions to continue the VA's claims processing surge effort until the current backlog is eliminated, and puts into place a plan to introduce reforms in workplace management to ensure long-term stability of the claims processing system. I have been very concerned about the recent serious allegations of misconduct at certain VA medical centers to conceal long scheduling delays. To address this problem, I included an additional $5 million for the VA Inspector General to conduct an investigation of the scheduling practices and procedures at VA medical centers throughout the nation. The bill also includes provisions suspending performance bonuses for senior VA employees until the investigation is complete and new safeguards have been put in place. The bill also contains provisions I crafted that will put the VA's proposed realignment for the Black Hills healthcare system on hold. The VA is not allowed to spend funds on realigning VA hospitals, DOMs, or clinics, or to diminish healthcare services at existing VA medical facilities in the upper Midwest until Secretary Shinseki provides Congress with an extensive report on the realignment plans. This report needs to include a national realignment strategy that features a detailed description of realignment plans within each of the VA's regions. The report must also have a cost-benefit analysis of each of the planned realignments, including the cost of replacing VA services with contract care or other outsourced services. In addition, the report will contain an analysis of how any such planned realignment of services will impact access to care for vets living in rural or highly rural areas, including travel distances and transportation costs to access the VA medical facility and availability of local specialty and primary care. I remain skeptical that the VA's proposal for the Black Hills healthcare system is the right thing for vets in Western South Dakota, and believe this report will provide information and analysis that is sorely needed. The FY 2015 Military Construction and VA Appropriations Bill will be the first appropriations bill out of the gate by the full committee this year. This is a reflection of the committee's priority to provide our nation's vets, military troops, and their families with the resources they need and deserve.